Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Joining us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all, for our green and gold update powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. He is the Gravedigger, Packer Hall of Famer, and Super Bowl champion, Gilbert Brown. Follow him on X at Gilbert Brown. Gilbert, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
What's up, brother?
Not much. Packer fans are mad. Packer fans are even more mad now that apparently they're working on an extension with Matt LaFleur. Packer fans want him gone. I'm not one of them necessarily that want him gone. There's been a lot of vitriol from hosts on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network today as well towards Matt LaFleur and the job he did and not understanding how he's getting a contract extension out of this. I'll ask you your thoughts on Matt LaFleur and his 7 years here.
Well, it's give and take, man. I mean, my God, I mean, how do you go to an inferior team and be up 21-3 and lose the game? How does that happen?
I don't know. How do you blow that lead with 5 minutes to go against the Seahawks with McCarthy in the conference championship game?
There's a difference. You have a high-powered team that you're not using right. You are not using that team, that offense, to its full potential. And you do not go in second half with – see, this is what people don't understand. The Chicago Bears have coaches too. And they went in at halftime and came out with a different game plan, and we came out with the same mess we started with.
I think it's
we got out coached that second half.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say that something that LaFleur has struggled with and his coaching staff has struggled with are the second half adjustments. But at the same point, no Micah Parsons, no Devontae Wyatt, no Elton Jenkins, no Tucker Kraft.
No. That is not an excuse against the Chicago Bears. Not an excuse. They are an inferior team compared to us. We could beat them with five drunks coming out the stand. That's how better our team is against the Chicago Bears.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, the Bears aren't that bad, first of all. Number one,
they are horrible. They are horrible, and we made them look like a football team.
We did, yes. I agree with you on that. So defensively, in the second half, as the Packers are going 1-2-3 punt for like the first three possessions, and this Bears offense is moving the football, but really not scoring touchdowns at that point, where did your frustration level grow with this team in the second half? Is there a certain point where you're like, oh my God, they're going to lose this game. I can't believe it.
Defense did their job, man. Defense can hold and hold and hold, and the offense is not scoring any points. We're not moving the ball on the ground like we're supposed to. I mean, that second half, we played, I don't know what kind of football we played, but you can see what they was trying to do. Okay, let's start running the ball. Let's try to chew up some clock. But our offensive line was not moving anybody out of the way to do that. We got one of the premier running backs in the league, and he getting 1 to 2 to 3 yards at a time. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So then, if they shut that down, then we got to open up the passing game. And to be honest with you, I am very disgusted with how they have been using number zero this whole season. You put number zero on one side, you put Watson on one side, and you put Dobbs in the slot with Musgrave, or whoever the hell, crap, whoever it is, we will kill any inferior team by just that lineup right there. Period. Because then you just send these two, just go, just like they do in the backyard. Just you go deep, everything else underneath. We will kill people because they can't run with those two. But we don't do that. We don't do that. We don't get offensive linemen that can move people. We got athletic offensive linemen that can block, pass block all day. Well, what about when it's time to put your hand in the dirt and start moving people? We don't got that. Unacceptable.
I had Mike Wall on.
That's why people are pissed off.
Yeah, I had Mike Wall on earlier in the first hour of the show. And his frustrations have been pretty much all year long about the technical side of how this offensive line is playing. And he just thinks like they just have to be better coached and just taught the fundamentals and so forth much better as far as what they should be doing and how much better they could be if they were doing different things than they're doing at this point. Having said all of that, when we talk about Matt LaFleur as the head coach, people have said, well, he might be a great coordinator, but he's not a head coach, right? He's not going to be that motivator, that leader of men like Dan Campbell or Ben Johnson. He's not that dude. When you have the youngest roster in football going on 3 straight years, how much of that falls on the head coach to be that guy? How much of it falls on the veterans to be those dudes for this roster when you're that young?
I tell you what, Matt LaFleur is real pretty. I give you that. But when it comes down to being a coach and being a manager of a team, you know, some head coaches get caught up in, I got to call the plays. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then some coaches manages the whole team. I mean, sometimes we get away from that. You know what I'm saying? And it's to the point where we get set in our ways and we don't listen to nobody else because we got to do it this certain way. That is not good for this high-powered Green Bay Packer offense that's supposed to be in the Super Bowl this year.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That I mean, come on. I mean, look at it. I mean, if you look at the X's and O's of how we do it, yes, we have injuries.
Lots.
Yes, we had this. Yes, we had that. But that team that was out there should have wiped the field with Chicago all three times.
So knowing Matt LaFleur is going to be back as the head coach, it appears right now, we don't know how long the extension will be. Are there changes that you want to see on this team? Because a lot of what people bring up is they don't know how to finish games, and that falls on the head coach. What say you?
Yeah. I mean, you can listen to the fans, and you can listen to this, that all day, but if the talent dude, which is, what's his name?
Goody.
Whatever he's putting out there, then LaFleur got to make work. But then again, if you don't know how to run that offense, I mean, you can call plays all day, but if you don't put certain people in certain positions, then you don't know your team. Anybody knows that zero was not played to capacity this year. The offensive line needs to play better. And the certain play calls and certain situations, I just don't understand. And that's just the offense. Okay, the defense, you know, I mean, when you look at it up front, I'm disappointed in Van Ness.
Yep.
I'm very disappointed in him. But then again, you got to have guys to step up. You got to have the talent dude got to bring in guys that's going to be backups that's going to pick it up when guys go down. I mean, that I'm so pissed off that Derrick Henry had came in a Lambeau Field. He's still running in Lambeau Field. I had never seen that before. And it all carries on. It carries on, and we go into the playoffs a losing team. All that adds up, Spark. If you don't go in with momentum, stupid things like this that happened to us last week happens.
This is the other part of this, is the interior defensive line after Devontae White went down became a big problem as far as stopping the run, like you brought up with Derrick Henry and so forth. They could have used Gilbert Brown on this defensive line this football season for sure. How do you fix that? Is it just new dudes in those roles? Because, I mean, some of these guys, you can look at like Brooks. Like, he gets good penetration, all that, but he's undersized, right? He's not you for sure at this point. So, I mean, can you coach up with what you have, or do you have to go get just bigger dudes on that front line going forward?
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, you sit up there, you look at the guys like the Stackhouse and all these other guys and different things, and then their technique. I mean, you also got to listen to the scheme. Because if you got a scheme where you just got your D-line slanting, which you will never see that, you know, as a fan. But you know that you're slanting or instead of two-gapping or instead of getting pressure up the field. You know, it's certain situations where you are already blocked by your movement. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're blocked by your move. I'm going to just let him go past and then I'm going to get up on him. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta have different. You gotta have different guys that's built to stop the run. Everybody's either trying to get away from it, or I want this quicker up the field guy. You gotta have you a guy that's gonna sit in there. That's why I miss Kenny Clark so much. I wish they'd have gave up Van Ness for Kenny Clark instead of Kenny Clark. But that'll never happen. But you know what? We make ourselves into this, and this is how we got to play it. So now we got hope that the talent dude can be able to get us some more guys in here that fit the mold of the Green Bay Packers on offensive line and defensive line.
The linebackers, I thought, played well this year. Edgerrin Cooper played well. Quay Walker, I feel like he played well.
Yes.
The linebacker room is feeling good. What about edge rusher at this point outside of Micah Parsons? There's a lot of people that believe they're probably going to move on from Rashawn Gary to save money this offseason. A lot of Rashawn Gary running and then pulling up and jogging on certain plays throughout this season, and really doesn't have a sack since the first half of the season when he got off to like seven and a half sacks to start the year. What is that all about in your mind?
You got to ask yourself, though, who's better? Who are you going to go out and get? Are you going to get rid of him and keep Van Ness?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think it becomes a situation of, is that an area of need that you got to go invest draft picks? Because I think you have to invest draft picks on defensive tackle. I think that has to happen. And I guess in cornerback has to be something you have to address too. So then it becomes, how important is the edge position outside of Micah Parsons? Does it matter as much?
Yes, it does. I mean, I always tell everybody, Spark, you know this, it starts up front.
Yep.
You got to take care of your front first. And that's both sides of the ball. And Micah Parsons, he can't do it all by himself. This defensive coordinator moves him up and down the line, okay, especially in pass rush situations. So then you got to have guys to back him up. Rashawn Gary's supposed to be backing him up. Van Ness is supposed to be backing him up. The interior guys are supposed to handle what's happening on the inside. But then again, people don't understand. You got to have an interior guy that's going to flush the rabbit out to these guys. That's why they bring Micah Parsons down in there. So if he gets a penetration on the inside, Van Ness and Gary should be sacking everything on the outside, or vice versa. You see what I'm saying? So it's dynamics to this game that people don't understand. But if you don't have the players to do that, then you just stuck in the mud.
What do you think of Jeff Hafley as a defensive coordinator?
I was surprised people were saying he's supposed to be a head coach somewhere. Dude only been here for, what, 2 years?
Yep.
He got to bust a grape first. He got to bust a grade first, man. Going in seventh seed all the doggone time, plus giving up all them points. Well, let's not say giving up all them points, but not holding the Bears to where we're supposed to. Like, you sit there and you watch the game. Okay, this is working. Why go to this? Okay, that ain't working. Go to this. So he got to understand that I don't even know how it works between the talent dude and him and they who they want and who they don't want. But if I was a defensive coordinator, I would be going to him saying, I need a guy for the inside. If you're going to get rid of one of these guys, I need a guy for the outside, and I need me a cornerback that's going to cover, period.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. He is the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, Packer Hall of Famer. Follow my next at Gilbert Brown. And you must go try the beer, Killer Kölsch, the Gravedigger beer over at Torzala Brewing. But even though I'm not a big beer guy, I am a big bourbon guy. And J. Henry, Wisconsin Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Gravedigger. Now, the brown stuff, that's where my heart lies, Gilbert Brown.
Man, the brown stuff is sold out, man.
Woo!
That's how good it is.
Really?
It is sold out. So I've been beating down J. Henry Door because they're making me look bad now. J. Henry, can anybody that's on this, listen to this, call J. Henry and say, hey, man, you got Big G looking bad? Because everybody say, hey, man, where's that? And ain't nothing on the shelves because they all sold out.
That's awesome. I mean, obviously it's good if everybody's buying it. So, yeah. Maybe I'll make a call, Jay Henry. I'll see what I can get done for you, Gilbert. I'll do
Please,
what I can.
Mark, you do something for your boy, man.
I'll try. I'll see what I can do. The Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Follow my next at Gilbert Brown. He is amazing. Gilbert, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
You got it, brother.
Take care. There he is, Gilbert Brown on the guest hotline. Powered by Gruber Law. One call. That is all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.